So can you go through what happened with this patient specifically?
So this patient, originally, we observed him. He became anemic. We tried erythroid-stimulating agents. He had a response for a while. Then he lost the response. So he was purely anemic. We tried lenalidomide, but he did not respond. 90% of patients would respond to lenalidomide within 3 to 4 months. So that's usually an adequate trial. And then after that, we did offer this patient the sotatercept study, and he enrolled in our sotatercept study and actually had a response that lasted almost around a year on the clinical trial.
And any tolerability issues with the treatment?
No, like with the study, he had no side effects at all. So
what's the current status of this patient?
He lost the response to sotatercept later on, and for a while we were just managing him with best supportive care, blood transfusions, and iron chelation, and we are looking for subsequent studies to try to enroll him. We do have a trial that's going to be targeting the same pathway, so if we have a spot, we will have him go on that study, but currently he remains red blood cell transfusion dependent.
And is there any cross resistance between these agents? You mentioned he got the one agent. What about using other agents or the other one, so to speak?
Right. So actually, that's a very interesting question, and I don't know if I know the answer for that. I don't think we've had any patients that had the two agents, sotatercept and luspatercept, or somebody that had luspatercept and went later on to a clinical trial with a tyrosine kinase inhibitor of the pathway. So I don't know the answer for that.
In retrospect, if you had had, for example, if luspatercept gets approved and you had a patient like him walk in your office today, would you do anything differently?
Right. So obviously, those are the patients that would be candidates for this treatment after ESA failure. So he's a patient that have ring sideroblast, classical lower risk MDS, transfusion dependent. So if the drug gets approved, that will be the ideal patient for that treatment. So my first step after ESA failure will be luspatercept for this patient before lenalidomide or hypomethylating agents.
What about, are there any situations where you would use it before an ESA?
Probably if their endogenous serum EPO level was high, more than 500, then that will tell me that their chances of response are going to be less than 10%, and I may think of using it earlier on.